The global economy and that confidence game is our focus for the next segment. Antoine Murphy joins us. He's a professor of economics at Trinity College in Dublin. Good morning to you, or good afternoon to you, sir.
Well, it's afternoon here. Good afternoon to you from Dublin, yes.
Let's begin with this set of rumors and, sort of suspicions that the Irish government may need a bailout on the scale of what Greece actually got some months ago, something which really, really roiled the European economy because everyone is so interdependent. First of all, the significance of the rumors, and then secondly, the state of the Irish economy.
Okay, well, there are many rumors circulating in both Dublin, London, Frankfurt at the moment with respect to Ireland. The problem is that we have something of a fiscal crisis in that we have a very large budget deficit due substantially to the collapse of the property market in Ireland, because a lot of the taxes that were collected were related to the property market. And as a result of that, the government faces a major deflationary budget in order to try and bring down the budget deficit over the next 4 years to 3%, which the Eurozone members are required to maintain. Now, the problem is that in the international markets, there are hedge fund vigilantes out there who don't believe that Ireland is capable of coping with the magnitude of the fiscal and banking problems that we have. And as a result of that, last week, the bond yields for Irish government bonds went over 9%. Now, there are other players involved besides Ireland and the financial markets. You have the European Union Commission and the European Central Bank. And I suppose what the European Commission is fearing is that there might be some contagion effects with the problems that Ireland is experiencing moving over to Greece, to Portugal, and to Spain.
Sure.
And then the European Central Bank is, of course, concerned with the role of the euro.
And, of course, all this affects the sort of quality of the European currency, the euro. But what is the difference? And Ireland has said officially it doesn't need to borrow any more money till 2011, July or thereabouts.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. What is the difference between a hedge fund that just doesn't believe the Irish can make good on their debts versus a hedge fund that's deliberately shorting Irish bonds to make a killing and in the course of doing so actually brings down the European economy?
Well, I think it's very difficult to distinguish between the two because they don't put up flags saying we're a sort of hedge funds that are shorting the Irish economy for this particular reason of making a large amount of profit. But I think the problem is that there is an excessive amount of rumour in the market. Perhaps the authorities here in Ireland reacted a bit too slowly. They are introducing a very strong deflationary budget on December the 7th, which should address the fiscal crisis. But then another problem arises because people say there's been money moving out of Ireland and
right.
The European Central Bank has had to put funds into Ireland to compensate for that. And maybe the ECB is getting a bit worried and is talking to the European Union Commission and trying to force them to push Ireland to, if you like, join
right.
This European Financial Stability Facility.
Well, it's
for Greece earlier.
You lay that out very, very clearly, Antoine Murphy, who's a professor of economics at Trinity College in Dublin. I didn't even have time to ask you if you're worried about your job, but I guess I could probably guess the answer to that. Thanks so much.